The Chemical Reporter.
Hi, it's Jeff, your Chemical Reporter. Today, I have a question from Alexander, who lives in Emmerich in Germany. He wants to know, what is spider silk made of? Over millions of years of evolution, spiders have developed the perfect material for constructing a net, spider silk. The material researchers can get pretty worked up just talking about its properties. Although a thread of spider silk looks thin and delicate, it has 5 times the tensile strength that a steel thread of the same diameter has, and is at the same time more ductile, stretchable, than most plastic fibers. The next time you see the flight of a fat, heavy fly prematurely halted by the gossamer-thin strands of a spider net, you should remember that you're watching a test that even high-tech materials developed in a lab would fail miserably. Every strand of spider silk is made up of a bundle of individual fibers, and each of those fibers consists of a long chain of protein molecules. In turn, the building blocks of the proteins are what are known as amino acids. There isn't anything particularly special about that, since all proteins are made up of amino acids. But in spider silk, the protein chains are bound to one another in a special way. Some of them are shaped like stiff corrugated sheeting, while others resemble coil springs. Inside, spider silk therefore combines different properties. On the one hand, it's stable like corrugated sheeting, on the other, it's flexible like a spring. That's the reason why the material is simultaneously sturdy and stretchable. You'd think that since we know the secret of spider silk, it shouldn't be that hard to reverse engineer it and make it artificially in the lab. Well, think again. Millions of years of spider evolution aren't easy to copy. There have been a lot of promising leads so far, but none of them have produced material as perfect as what the animal can make. A lot of people are waiting with bated breath for the day when we're able to produce spider silk in a big way. Doctors want to use it to sew up wounds, for example. Producers of body armor want to make a material out of it that's light but can still stop bullets. Engineers dream of a construction material that would have a huge array of as-yet undiscovered applications. That will take a little more time, though. Researchers still have a lot of work left to do. The consummate material spun by the little 8-legged wonders is a tough nut to crack. Thanks for joining me, and see you again next time. Until then, this is Jeff, the Chemical Reporter, signing out.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.